This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. We're very excited to be joined on the line by Australia's very own representative in South Africa, Mr. Gay Pride Australia, Rad Mittick. How are you, Rad?
I'm doing really awesome. How are you guys?
Good. It feels like only a few weeks ago that we had you here live in the studio after you had won Mr. Gay Pride Australia, and you are already over in South Africa, ready to represent us to the world. How are you feeling?
Look, it is so far. It's only been day three, and the experience is so out of this world. Nothing like I expected, and yeah, I'm just trying to make Australia proud and do my best in every single challenge that's put before us.
That's excellent. So you arrived on Sunday. So they've already been putting you through your paces, have they? What have you been up to so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Game on as soon as we started. We've already done two exams. About gay history, about the competition. I ran a marathon yesterday, 6K marathon, to the run, a bike and a walk.
You had to do those things.
Unfortunately, you have to. Yes. Look, I did look at ways to, maybe get a taxi and meet everyone at the finish line, but we're watched by police and all that kind of stuff. So it was really, really strict. And But my legs were burning on the bike, but I was like, keep pushing, I finished halfway, which is great. So I'm pretty proud.
I love the idea of introducing a physical event into all of the events.
Oh, because you do them so well, Robbie.
Could you imagine Mr. Vic Bear competition with a 10K run in the middle? that'll really sort out the weight from the chair.
I'm a bit of a heavy girl myself, so I struggle a little bit there. So
I'm sure you did very well. How are you finding South Africa?
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. Everyone's so welcoming and so kind. Even the remote villages that we went to visit yesterday, we helped them plant some, vegetables in the gardens, and we painted some of their houses. They were just so happy. They don't have anything at all. They're very limited, supply of water, electricity, but they were coming out and hugging us and thanking us. And yeah, it was just so inspiring, how accepting everyone is. And yeah, it was a big eye opener as well. But yeah, South Africa is stunning.
Awesome. So you've been able to have a chance through the competition to sort of help out communities as well and make a bit of a difference over there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about education. If you want to change people's minds and perception about, the LGBTQI community, you got to be out there. You got to be showing them that, we are one of the most giving communities out there. So the more we can go out there and support other communities and other, people that are getting marginalized, that's the way that we're actually really going to connect with people and change people's minds about our community.
So you've had a chance now to meet all the other contestants. You've been able to size them all up. How do you reckon you're going to go?
Look, I must say, this competition is tough. It's stiff. The delegates are amazing. Like, there's so many countries here that are doing, amazing work in the community. They're all really genuine, which I'm surprised about. Like, they all want to be here for the right reason. I've bonded, obviously, with, a lot of countries here. And I think the biggest thing is we all want to, after this competition, do projects together and work together. So it's really, really tough to tell. Obviously, I think I'm in the top, that's what I'm going to be pushing for. But really, it's going to come to, I think in regards to the voting takes a huge percentage in this competition. So I really need Australians to get behind me and, vote as much as they can. That's going to be really, really key for this competition.
And that's sensational. So we can help and get behind you and support you from here. How can we do that?
Yeah, so if everyone goes to MrGayWorld.com, they can vote from the website. They do need to have a Facebook account. Everyone can vote 10 times a day, which is amazing, and it's only open till Friday. So there's only a couple of days left, but yeah, if everyone can get behind me, it's 20% of the competition, which is quite high.
Wow.
So we really...
Was the marathon another 20%?
No, the marathon was not. The marathon was only 5%.
Oh, thank God.
But there's a lot of social media challenges. Oh, yeah, I know. There's photos of me lying on the floor after the marathon and everyone coming up to me asking me if I'm okay.
That's fantastic, Rad. Now, have you been catching up with now previous winner? Because we are the current reigning Mr.
Yeah, Bruno
Gay
is
World.
The Mr. Gay World, Bruno Jordan. Is Bruno he Jordan, Jordan Bruno?
Yeah, Jordan isn't here yet. Jordan arrives tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to catching up with him and, you know, obviously picking his brain at any opportunity I can.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the biggest things is everyone knows Australia's won it, so, you know, all eyes are on Australia and, you know, I've got a high expectation. So, you know, I'm just trying to be me. I'm trying to be, you know, myself and share my story and share my cause and, you know, hopefully that will come through in the end.
Well, you're doing everything that you can do on that end. And like you said, the main thing that we can do here on this end is to vote for you. So if you've got a Facebook account, we're going to put the details up on our social media page right now. And you can vote, what was it, 10 times a day?
You can vote 10 times a day, yes.
Which
correct.
Means everyone's got the opportunity. We can vote every single day for the next 3 days and every little bit helps to help you do well. Rad, I know you've got a very busy day ahead of you. It's early morning, so we're going to let you go. Thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us here on Joy.
No, thank you so much for having me. Lots of love to you guys and thank you so much for your support as well. Really
well,
appreciate it.
We wish you all the luck and have an absolutely amazing time. And when you're back in Melbourne town, we'll get you back in to come and hear all about it. Have a fantastic time and we wish you all
sounds
the luck.
Amazing.
Thank you very
thanks,
much.
Guys. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Rad. All the best. all the best to him over in South Africa, of course. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Plenty more coming up after this.
Now, as we were just saying before, we briefly just had on the line Rad Middick, Mr. Gay Pride Australia, who was all about letting us know he's over in South Africa. Not Australia, South Africa.
much different.
But he let us know you can vote for him because voting is our votes count for 20% of his score. And if you've got a Facebook account, you can vote and we can all do 10 votes per day.
And you can vote up to 10 times. Now, I just did it while
and
the news
while we're on the break, yeah. But listening to Robbie, he was like, first we were going on about the fact that they had to do a marathon and, oh, my
and,
God.
And two written tests.
And two written tests. Like, this is a high-scoring scenario. Like,
yeah, this is an intense competition that they're in over here.
And then we just couldn't stop laughing. And then Robbie goes to vote for her and then he's like,
look,
this one's attractive.
Look, I'll admit,
this one's pretty.
If you head to the voting pages, look, I will admit, do
it's
let
it's not all about looks, Robbie.
Do let yourself wonder for a little bit though, because if it were to be about, you know, about looks,
but don't you let your fingers through the walking? You vote for Australia.
No, don't let your votes go anywhere else. But special mention to Mr. Gay Pride Peru, Mr. Gay Pride Philippines, Mr. Gay Pride Taiwan. No surprises there.
No, yeah, not for you.
Very handsome looking men there. But of course, I'm sure they've got lots of other redeeming qualities.
Absolutely.
Too.
Good luck to them all. They had to work really hard to get into the competition. But go Rad, go Rad. He's the first one, Australia, first one there. Vote for him.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.